This is a Care Chronicles podcast episode with Haley and Kim from Synergy Music Therapy and Able Voice Podcast.
We're always bouncing this phrase back and forth. I think it's Marie Forleo who's like, start before you're ready, or that's something that we clung to at the start of our journey together, Kim and I. It's like, really, just go, just do it. Start before you're ready. And along the way, I think things will become clearer to you. So being open to receiving whatever it is, that helps to create direction and create, you know, that clear path toward purpose.
Yeah, I resonate with all of that, and very much in agreement with both of you of just, you know, just do it. Just take the leap of faith, find that network, that brave space that you can explore a bit more deeply. But what I really have appreciated about my journey is the opportunity to get to know myself better. And I think that that's been so important in helping me to find a direction.
You're listening to The Care Chronicles, a podcast about self-care, healthcare, and everything in between. I'm your host, Trisha Coyote. I'm a board-certified music therapist, and I'm currently pursuing my master's degree in mental health counseling. I'm also a creative, multi-passionate, nature-loving, many-water sign forever student. Join me and guests on the show as we explore how we take care of ourselves and each other. Welcome back to the Care Chronicles podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today for this phenomenal conversation with Kim and Haley from the Able Voice podcast and from Synergy Music Therapy. I always enjoy catching up with these two wonderful women. They are spearheading change within the music therapy space, as well as creating resources and community and just such positive space for everyone through their podcast, through the services they offer, through just being themselves. I don't remember if we mentioned this on or off air, but every time we connect, no matter how long it's been, it feels like no time has passed, and it's a genuine connection. And I just love spending time with these two women. So today's episode is a cross post. So the first half of our conversation is on Able Voice podcast, which will be linked. And I suggest you go there first for this conversation to make a little more sense. And if you have come here for the second half of the conversation from Able Voice, hello, welcome. If you're new here, I'm Trisha, and I am so grateful to have you. And if you're an old-time listener, welcome back. Today we talk about a lot of stuff, from changing our music therapy career trajectory to having an online brand to letting that evolve and overcoming the challenges that come with all of those things. We have just very genuine conversation that I hope that you can relate to. There are obviously certain parts that are challenges that I hope no one relates to, but know that probably a lot of you do, just because of the way things are in the world. So I hope you find support in our conversation. And I would love to hear if you are also going through a transition in your life, in your career, in whatever season this is for you, wherever you're finding areas for growth. I would love to hear what is working for you, and if you have any advice for the other listeners. You can find me online at care-chronicles.com. I'm trying hard to be more active on Instagram this year because I think it is a really easy way to stay connected with people. Of course, social media is like a double-edged sword, but that is where I'm trying to spend more of my time and energy. Okay, thank you again for joining me today, and I hope you enjoy the second half of my conversation with Haley and Kim.
There's a lot that goes into making the decision to move forward with change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think bravery, that word is just coming up so much in what we're talking about today, but it must have been a similar like sense of initiative or sense of motivation for you to evolve from Music Therapy Chronicles and the podcast that was and the following that had and that brand that you had built to become Care Chronicles. So I'm wondering if you could tell us about that evolution and why it was so meaningful or if there are any significant things that you want to touch on as a result of that journey.
Yeah. I still love Music Therapy Chronicles for what it is and what it was. And I this is gonna sound silly, but the logo with the guitar and the headphones, I still like miss that being my logo.
Yeah.
But I obviously my life was changing. And I found myself seeking conversations with broader topics. Because that's what I needed. And obviously, if I was forcing the show to be specifically music therapy related at a time when I was super burnt out and really decreasing the amount of music therapy I was doing, that was not going to come across authentically. And like, that's not fair to my listenership. And I was learning so many new things and had so many new interests that I would have been keeping to myself, which like also doesn't feel great. So part of it was just that I was changing. And so it was time for a change that allowed me to be more creative and more broad. And I liked Chronicles. I liked that it insinuates that things change, that there's a story, that there's growth. And so Care just kind of became what came to mind. Was like, and so now I say it's about self-care, health care, and everything in between, because those are topics I love, and I love being able to explore kind of like anything that feeds into that. And that encompasses what I do in my professional life. It encompasses what I do in my personal life. And ultimately, like I said, just feel like it gives me more freedom to explore things in an authentic way and to share them with other people to hope they help others too.
That's really incredible. It's so hard to make those shifts. And I'm hearing from your story that so much of the change that you've seen in the past little while has been as a result of just listening and paying attention to what's actually prominent in your life right now and embracing that change and, you know, just following that authentic flow. And, you know, when you mentioned that, you know, oh gosh, I'm still like, I miss the guitar logo. I miss certain elements of that. And I, you know, it's awesome that you can still honor, what Music Therapy Chronicles has been and what it's, been in your journey. But I'm curious, that's something that I tend to struggle with sometimes of like, oh, I've created this thing. It's served me so well. And I want to see it grow and I want to see it evolve. But how do we get from point A to point B? Like what did that process look like for you of being able to embrace that shift and maybe let go a little bit while embracing what the next phase has been?
Yeah. Okay. This is great. So I wasn't ready to let go of like the podcast entirely or having a presence entirely. And so the way to do that was to make a shift so I could follow my passion. And so that necessitated the shift from Music Therapy Chronicles specifically to Care Chronicles. Because like I said, there was less and less times where I wanted to talk about music therapy or felt like I was able to do that in a way that was actually helping other people. But there were other things that I was excited to talk about and to share about. So the shift allowed me to continue following my inspiration. And so because of that, it didn't feel hard to let go of. So like there's parts of it I miss, but it felt right.
Yeah. It sounds like you were able to lean more into the things that were exciting you about the shift. So being able to talk about those topics that maybe would have felt not feasible in the current structure.
Yeah, well said.
So it's awesome that you've been able to make that shift. And I think a lot of people can resonate with your story on a lot of levels, whether it's someone who is already into their music therapy career, but still exploring, you know, that perfect fit for them, or someone who's just starting out and trying to explore, you know, what does it mean to be a music therapy in this time? Because I think, as we alluded to earlier, there's a shift in what it means to be a music therapist. Sorry. So based on your experience, Tricia, with launching several different programs, with your podcast, with creating communities, we're wondering if there's any advice that you have to share with someone else who might be looking to launch creative programs or services and building a brand.
My advice is always the same, and it's to just start. And then I always tell people that this microphone that I use to record and have used to record since 2019 was found in the trash. So use what you have, start, fumble through it, try things, see what works and what doesn't. Ask people who know more than you for advice. But ultimately, I think it's getting momentum can be the hardest thing. And once you have that momentum, things feel a little easier. The other advice I would give is to make things flexible. So obviously I went through a brand shift. I've also gone through like a shift where my posting schedule is much more fluid, just based on my needs as a human, as a full-time employee, as a full-time grad student. Like, I just needed more space. So start, find consistency in the beginning to hold yourself accountable, but also think long term about how your life could change and what will allow you more freedom and flexibility in the future. All that to say, don't be overwhelmed by balancing those things. What would you tell people?
I think similar. We're always bouncing this phrase back and forth. I think it's Marie Forleo who's like, start before you're ready. That's something that we clung to at the start of our journey together, Kim and I, is like, really just go, just do it. Start before you're ready. And along the way, I think things will become clearer to you. So being open to receiving whatever it is that helps to create direction and create, that clear path toward purpose. Because over time, I think you'll find out what your value system truly is. You'll find out what your point of view is, who your audience is, and the things that you really want to do that bring you joy and feed, the passions that you have in a meaningful way, not only for yourself but for others around you. It's gonna shift. Leaves room for flexibility. It leaves room for you to be human and to change your mind. But just starting before you're ready and being okay to find out where that leads you.
I resonate with all of that, and very much in agreement with both of you of just, just do it, just take the leap of faith, find that network, that brave space that you can explore a bit more deeply. But what I really have appreciated about my journey is the opportunity to get to know myself better. And I think that that's been so important in helping me to find a direction, as someone personally who struggles with people pleasing a bit, and, growing up in this hustle culture that many of us have experienced, it can be really hard to figure out what your path is or what you want your path to be to create that fulfilled, flexible, fun life that you deserve. So just taking the time while you're starting and while you're exploring what things could look like, also taking the time to ask those questions of who am I? What do I value? What do I see in terms of how I want my life to be laid out for me? How can I use the things that excite me or the skills that I have that, bring ease and bring joy to create a work-life harmony that really supports the life I want to live? And also, there's no timeline. There's no expectation for where you need to be at a certain point in time. I hear so often, specifically with the 30s, but I think we hear it at all points in our lives of, oh man, I should have this. I should be an expert in my field. I should have a house. I should have kids. I should have whatever. And all of these shoulda, woulda, couldas that bog us down and take our energy and steal that fresh mindset to be able to dream and create. So, as much as I can, I want to tell people just forget the timeline and go with the flow. And sure, be intentional, set your goals. There's nothing wrong with setting timelines for when you want to achieve certain things, but it's not the be all end all. And it's your journey, and life's going to happen. The universe is going to interfere, and the universe is going to help. And it's all going to be lovely, and it's all going to be fine, even if there's turbulence as you get there.
Yeah, I think that feeds really well into some of our closing questions of, along this journey, there's been lots of change, there's been lots of shifts, and it's not over. But there are lots of people who are just starting who might look to our podcast as a resource of finding inspiration, finding motivation, finding affirmation in where they are and where they hope to be. And so I wonder if there's something looking inward toward ourselves in our own journey, if there's something that you would tell your younger self about your journey at this point, like looking back, what's something that you would have told younger Trisha?
This actually popped up for me when you were talking, Haley, about your experience in burnout and when you talked about having someone to reflect to you what was going on. And I needed the same thing in order to recognize my situation. And I had that fishbowl syndrome. You're like, you can't see what's happening because it's your reality and it's limited. So my advice to myself is to create that community of supportive people who will listen to you and support you and also validate for you that it's okay to change and it's okay to want something more. And your feelings are valid because you feel them and you deserve better. All of those things. When we're in a hard place, it is harder to connect. So that's not the ideal time to do it, like create those connections when you can. And other people will need you to be that person in their life too. So your support is needed, and also find a community that supports you the way you need it. What advice would you guys give yourselves?
I really love that advice. And, I think there's tidbits of that that I would steal as well, of the community piece is really big for me. So I think, younger Kim had a hard time figuring out which way to go. Or, I mean, I'm a woman of many passions. And so I think when I was looking at what I wanted to do with my career, part of the reason I came into music therapy actually was because I, I didn't want to go into music performance. I was an avid singer-songwriter when I was younger, and I still am, but I was afraid of losing my connection and my passion to music if it became my primary career. And so I think there was just a lot of misinformation for me about what it looks like to work. And you have to be really lucky to find a career that fills your cup and that you love. And otherwise, you know, you're paying the bills and you're doing your thing and you're, you know, just is what it is. So I think I would tell younger Kim, like, hold on to those passions. Don't get too narrow. Allow yourself to explore and to see how you can be creative in using those in all elements of your life. Yeah, surround yourself with the people who are going to be able to simultaneously call those out in you and find the things that you're really good at when it's hard for you to see that and to build you up, but also to hold you accountable to not, get too hard on yourself or to work too hard or to do too much. So I guess just reassuring that the fun doesn't end just because you're going into the workforce, and there's room for that, and there's room for you to keep growing and learning and creating that path that gives you all the butterflies that you deserve to have in a day.
Yeah.
This question is always a tough one for me,
mm-hmm.
because I think there's so many things that I would tell my younger self. Looking back now, I think I would definitely tell myself it's okay to say no. When I was fresh in music therapy, and all throughout my life, like since I've ever been old enough to hold a job, any job, like before I graduated from music, from Acadia and my music therapy undergrad, I had several jobs before that, and they were all like hustle centric, like always like that very, that was who I was growing up. That's who I saw around me, people that just worked long hours, that just got the job done, and they did it. No back talk, no questions asked, nothing. It was just, a method of survival, essentially. It's what you did. And so I grew up with that mentality, and going into a music therapy workforce, I still carried that with me. But I guess it's a double-edged sword, because it's something I'm also proud of. My work ethic is something that I've always been extremely proud of and something that I value. However, I wish I would have had somebody to say it's okay to mm-hmm. say no. You don't have to say yes to everything. And it's okay to take time for things that fill your cup outside of that hustle culture, and really being okay with that, even though it's not what I'm seeing around me. It's okay to be different, even and going with that. So I think that's probably one of the most important things I would have told my younger self. And I think it's something that I envy the younger generations. I think they have that somewhat on lock. Like they know the value of self-care and then like really taking time for themselves and knowing that you should find passion in what you're doing. So I think maybe they're teaching me in a way, and it's like an Uno reverse. So yeah, definitely being okay with saying no. And trying to avoid that hustle culture mentality.
Yeah.
I needed that too when I was younger.
That same. I still need that.
Yes. Yes.
Amazing. So, I mean, obviously that's like, we are the current younger version of ourselves that we'll be looking back on in the future, and probably have a lot more advice to give ourselves in 10, 20 years from now. But looking forward, what are some of the hopes? I mean, we can't predict what's going to come. We can manifest some things, and we do have control in those directions to some degree. But what is something that you hope for your future self along this journey, Trisha?
So my theme for the year is the word inspire, and my mantra is be your own biggest inspiration. So inspiration inward. And so my hope for the future is that moment to moment, day to day, I am honoring what my needs are and what would inspire me most in that moment. So is it a day where I'm going to get after it? We're going to carpe diem. Or is it a day where I really need to honor my need for rest? And I find inspiration from people who are able to do both of those things. So yeah, my hope for the future is to be able to recognize my needs, be able to honor them, and be authentic to myself, because then I can continue to show up in the world as my best self.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I saw your post on Instagram about your 2024 goal being, you know, inspire myself, like inspire yourself. And that's such an important outlook on life. We often look to others for those inspiration pieces, but you're so right. You know, we spend the most time in our lives with ourselves. So yeah, inspire you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm Uno reversing that question because I love that phrase. what do you both want for the future?
You go, Haley.
Oh, I would really love to, and I don't know if this is like, it's, again, I don't know. We have this issue of being like feeling like narcissistic when we talk about hopes for ourselves and dreams of the future. Yeah. But I just really hope that the work that we're doing right now to create a way of practicing in the music therapy field will really take note, like be noticed by other music therapy business owners and practitioners to see the sustainability. Like, I'm hoping that we can lead another path forward that makes music therapists feel more supported and like this is a career that they can have sustainability in and longevity in, as a whole person, like a whole being, not just the music therapist that's taking on as many direct client contact works as possible, but who's really like valued in where they are and what they're doing and supported in that way, and just finding a new way forward, because it breaks my heart to see so many music therapists either choosing to go in different directions or you know, leaving the field because they've had these adverse experiences that didn't fill their cup, and they were really assets, like strong assets to the field, and could have done really, really great work had they been nourished in a different way. So I'm hoping that we can forge a new way forward for sustainability within the field and within the practitioners that we see coming up.
I really, really hope so. Haley, I think that's a good hope for the future. And I think I connect with that deeply as well. And I have that hope for myself in terms of what I'm hoping to see connection-wise in the future. And just, you know, I've had a lot of really wonderful organic connections with people in different fields right now who are seeing that similarity of what's the word I'm looking for? I guess the interplay or the distinction between some bosses or upper management having that work hustle mindset and them trying to cultivate this sustainable life. And so being involved in work environments that people feel excited to be in and being a support to those people has really filled my cup, or creating, engaging and fulfilling environments for people to be able to learn and grow and connect in is something that I really hope I can continue to do. And I really hope that I can continue to learn who I am. You know, I've been doing a lot of work in the past couple of years of just getting to know myself, and I'm starting to really love the person that I'm becoming. And I think that's so cool. And I, you know, we think about the younger self and all of those things that we hold in our mind that it, like, it's easy to be our biggest critic. And I know I still struggle with that. And I know a lot of people still struggle with that. But the more and more that I get to know myself and am able to give myself some grace, you know, it's just unlocking this authenticity in me that allows me to have each interaction with, you know, with just a little bit more grace or a little bit more comfort or a little bit more grounding. And so, yeah, I hope that I continue to get to know me, and I hope that I continue to be able to grow these skills that I already have, and that using the passion for people and for life work harmony and for fulfilled lives to be able to share that with the people I come into contact with as well.
I commend you both on doing that work and spearheading being the change you want to see in the world. And I know that is so hard. And I see both of your passions and also your aspirations to balance that with being a human being. I commend you both for doing that. And I'm grateful that there are people in the world making those changes so that less music therapists specifically have to follow in our footsteps because they have new role models. So thank you. Claps all around.
Yeah. Ditto for you, Trisha. Like the work that you're doing in this self-care community you've created and everything that you put out into the world is so important for music therapy community and beyond. And so I'm really grateful to be sitting in this chat with the both of you. You both really inspire me. And I think that, it just excites me for the future of music therapy and the future of how our generations and world interact with all the things that we do and all the things we're going to do in the world. Yeah.
Did the two of you feel ready to do the rapid fire questions, or do you have
before that?
Okay. Yeah, 100%.
Do it.
All righty. Here we
go.
I'm
scared.
Oh, no. They're all about you guys, so there's no wrong answers.
Oh, okay.
I had a guest once on my show thinking I was going to like quiz them on my own podcast. I was like, no, rapid fire is about you. Like, I'm not here to quiz you on things. That's scary.
That is scary.
Very.
I'm glad.
All right, first one, coffee or tea?
Tea.
Tea for me.
Also tea. Early bird or night owl?
Oh, early bird, but sometimes the struggle is real.
I'm not sure. It depends on the season. Because in the summer, I get up really early. In the winter, can't get me out of bed early to save my life. So I'd have to say I'm a mix.
Like Frozen, if the sky's awake, I'm awake.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I need the sunshine in order to get up. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
I'm kind of similar. Early bird, if I can get 9 to 10 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
I just like sleep. My body
I feel
needs
that.
It.
Yeah. Those are the times when I can be the early bird. I like the early bird energy, but if I'm not in bed by like, you know, 9 or something to get that those Z's, it's not happening.
Yep.
Sleep's more important.
Yep. Yep. What is your favorite way to care for yourself?
To spend time with family and friends, or to have a good meal. Like I'm a big foodie. I love to either go out to eat or to just goof around in my kitchen and dance around and put music on and just create like without a recipe, just like doing my thing.
I love that. For me, I'm a nature girly. So going to the trees, going to the water, doing something just to be in connection with nature gives me so much energy and so much love. So I'd say that in terms of everyday care and knowing how to keep myself going and feel excited, engaged. And then in terms of like releasing, caring in the moment when there's things on my heart, improvising or just belting, whether it's like making something up or belting a song, that just feels so cathartic to let everything out.
I love those. I am a routine person. So when I am sticking to my routine, I feel like everything I need to do is covered, and that sets me up for long-term success.
Love that.
What's your favorite way to care for others?
I really enjoy acts of service and also holding comfortable silence. So I'm a go-getter and an action person. And so when someone is needing care and there's something I can do to support that, whether that's checking something off their list for them or making a meal or doing something, I really enjoy caring in that way. That's not always what everyone needs in a given moment. So I also really enjoy just, you know, being the person that you can sit in a space with and body double, or sit in a space and cry and not feel like you have to say something, or just be in that comfortable silence or comfortable, uncomfortable, comfortable.
I really enjoy creating things for people, like gifts, but not always necessarily purchasing things. Like I like to make things again. Like the other day I made bread for somebody and wrapped it up in a new tea towel and some ribbon and wrote a nice little card to go with it. That's, I guess, also doubles as words of affirmation. Like really, I like to write things down, whether it's a text message or sending long voice notes to people just to let them know that I'm checking in on them, and as a means to connect and to really show that I care, because you know, we all have busy lives and things get missed, but just taking time to let somebody know, hey, I'm here and I'm listening and I'm here for you if you ever need me, is just a way that I like to show up.
Yeah. If we're going with the five love languages, which it seems like mine would be quality time. I like being listening, offering, like you said, that safe space for silence if that's needed, just being present for whatever someone needs.
Awesome.
I love how we've been down that path of the five love languages.
Yeah.
We both used that language. So I was like, okay, maybe that's like what we're thinking.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
What's something that's currently adding value to your life?
Ooh.
Very good question.
That's a real good question. I know there's lots of things, but my brain is going blank. Adding value to my life.
Or you could think of it as like adding joy or comfort or making your life easier.
Yeah, there's a couple things that come to mind actually for me. The routine that you mentioned earlier, Trisha, I'm also a routine girly. And so carving out my morning routine has been helping me to get just grounded and feel like I can get the most out of my day without feeling like I'm chasing the day. So that's been really helpful. And I've had a lot more connections with family and friends recently that have been just filling my cup. And then, yeah, I mentioned earlier, I've been doing a lot more creating of my own music, and I'm always surprised when I come back to that, how much that really just amps me up and makes me feel like myself. So yeah, creating.
I feel like my answer is so cliche.
That's
because
fine.
The only thing that I can think of in this moment is like my partner has been so lovely. And yeah, very grounding and just a safe space for me to come to. And so just moments with them, I think, is adding tremendous value. And I'm very fortunate for that.
Beautiful. I recently, in like October, November, joined a gym.
Ooh.
And I was like a college athlete and did drum corps, so but was doing home workouts for a long time, partially because of COVID, partially because I didn't want to pay to go to a gym. But having like the equipment and the atmosphere has been really motivating for me. So it's nice to have
Awesome.
been able to like get into moving my body in ways that feel fun and exciting again that haven't in a while.
Yeah, I'd also steal that answer as well. The gym is a really safe space for me and like love getting my sweat on. So, yeah, I'm gonna tack on that to my answer as well.
Steal with pride.
Okay, we talked about something we would tell our younger self. Is there anything you'd add to that or like put it in a bite-sized phrase?
I would add, Haley mentioned some, that it's okay to be different in hers, and I want to steal that because I think I would tell myself it's okay to be unique and it's okay to be quote unquote weird. I was the weird girl, and I think I really embrace that now. So be weird and proud.
Yeah, and I would also add not to count yourself out because of maybe your experience level or the amount of years that you've been doing something. Because really that doesn't matter. If you have the passion for it and you have the drive to do something, go for it. Don't try and talk yourself out of it because you're too inexperienced or you don't have enough training. Go for it. Just do it.
Just do it.
I would tell myself to take care of yourself, be kind to yourself so you can be kind to others.
Yeah, good
All
one.
right, two more.
Okay.
All right, please reintroduce yourself without using any words or phrases that describe how you interact with other people.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah, so I'm Trisha. I am a book lover, a nature lover, a forever student, a quadruple water sign, and a self-care seeker.
Cool.
I am Haley Frances Cann. I am also a nature lover, lover of the ocean, specifically the salt water smell. I love animals. I love family and creativity. So anything journaling, art related, endorphin building. A big, big fan of all of those things. Dancing. And I'd put exercise in that category as well. Just because I love to have creativity at the gym of what I'm going to do at any given time. It's not always the same. So yeah, I love all of those things, and I think they define or paint a picture of who I am as a person.
Nice. Yeah. I am Kimberly Dolan. I am a dog lover, a nature lover, a adventurer and explorer, a curious soul and question seeker, a lover, a feeler, and a seeker of fulfillment and just all things joyful in the world.
Those are both beautiful.
And that's a really
I
great
like that
question, by the
question.
way.
Yeah, I really
Yeah, it
like
was
that.
hard. It was hard for me to step out of that mind space, for this specifically. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. I like asking people because I think the first thing we think of is I am job title, family relation, other thing I do for other people. Like, and it's important to be able to identify who we are. Without those other identities, right?
Yeah, I
So
love
thank you
that.
for going along that journey.
Thank
All
you
right,
for
last one
taking
for
us there.
me. How can people find you guys and connect with you? Obviously, this is for people listening to my end of the show.
Well, we're at the Able Voice podcast, and you can find us anywhere you stream your podcasts. We're also on social media at Able Voice Podcast. I think it's an Instagram page right now. Or you can go down the path of learning about all things Synergy Music Therapy, which is our music therapy practice. And that's Synergy Music Therapy on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and synergymusictherapy.com as a website. So you can go down that path and join our newsletter if you want to be part of our community. And lots of fun things and tidbits to explore on a monthly basis. And that's us. Have I missed anything, Kim?
I don't think so. Did you say email? I can't remember if you said email. No, great. So if you have something that doesn't fit in with all of that, you can shoot us an email at contactsynergymt@gmail.com, and we will chat with you there too.
Yeah. How can people find you, Trisha?
So I am care-chronicles on all the things.com, Instagram, Facebook. I don't talk the TikTok, so don't look for me there. And then the podcast is obviously Care Chronicles.
Amazing.
Well, thank you for reaching out and inviting me to chat with you guys again. Yeah. It's been lovely to reconnect, and the time has absolutely flown by. So thank you for that too.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us and for being open to this this cool crossover that we're doing. It's been so great to talk to you, and I just know that our listeners are really going to love this episode and getting to hear a bit more about you too.
Thank you again so much for tuning into this episode. I hope you listened to both parts. But if you missed the first half, go check out Haley and Kim's podcast, Able Voice, to hear the first half of our conversation. And if you're new here coming from them, thank you so much for making the time to be here and to join us over on Care Chronicles. As always, you can find me online at care-chronicles.com. If you or someone you know is interested in being on the show, then send an email to hello@care-chronicles.com. And until next time, take care of yourself and take care of each other.